We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
803-0550. What still needs to be decided in the last two preseason games? Bills fans, were talking about that with you, and we're going to the Wester hotline. We talked about Tommy Sweeney, who is having himself a heck of a summer, and the Bills rookie tight end is joining us right now on the Wester hotline. Tommy, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate you coming on. You are having a heck of a summer there, young man, in case no one's pointed that out to you. How do you feel things are going so far? Practices, games, and everything you've been going through as a rookie?
Thanks a lot. I mean, it's been football, you know. I mean, I think it's been, you know, it's going well. You know, it's ups and downs. It just matters just staying consistent, doing your job, and knowing what you're doing to get out there, no matter what, you know, happens going forward.
You've got to be excited, though, about the opportunity you had. You know, with all the injuries, obviously you don't want anybody getting hurt. But with all the injuries, Tommy, you're getting quite a bit of time out there and getting some really valuable reps. How much has that helped speed along the process of development for you?
Yeah, it's helped a lot. I mean, like you said, you don't want anybody to get hurt at all. But, you know, you can't really, you know, whatever reps you get, you just got to go out and do them. And like you said, with the ones, it's really sped it up. And you've gotten used to the NFL speed and being out there with the ones, being out there with the line and Josh and the other receivers and stuff like that. It's been along the process of learning and playing at this level.
What is it like to not only go through the process of learning as a rookie in the NFL, but also trying to develop chemistry with the quarterback, in this case, Josh Allen?
I mean, it's football, so it's kind of the thing, you know, you just got to show, you know, build trust in the sense that you know what you're doing, you're going to get open, you're not going to do something crazy or anything like that, and that you can go catch the ball.
Who has, in terms of trying to learn the position and kind of get acclimated to the pro level, who's been a big help? What's going on inside the tight end room, and who are some of the guys that have really helped you out in this transition?
I mean, well, first of all, Coach Rob Boris, our tight ends coach, he's phenomenal. He's been doing this for a long time in this league. He's a great coach. He's really smart, knows all the ins and outs, so he's been great. And then, you know, you look at the older guys like Tyler Croft, and although he's been out, especially Lee Smith, who's just been every step of the way, has just been absolutely just amazing. You know, he's been one of the best in the league for a long time at a lot of different things, and he's just has so much knowledge and has really just been imparting it on these young guys, and, you know, just trying to internalize it as much as he can because he's just so much coming at you day to day. He's been great.
I was reading up on you a little bit, and I found an article, Tommy. Let me know if this was true. I assume it was. There was an article written about how you would watch tape of Rob Gronkowski in terms of trying to learn some things about being a tight end in the NFL. And granted, he's one of the best ever, and he's a freak of nature in terms of his athleticism and physical ability. What did you learn, or why did you want to start watching him, and what did you learn watching a guy like that?
Well, it kind of started out at Betway in college. At Boston College, we ran a lot of similar things to what the Patriots did, so that kind of naturally just led to watching how he had done it for kind of ball plays like that. But watching a guy like him, I mean, he's extremely intelligent, especially football-wise, and that people don't really notice, and kind of just seeing how he goes about doing that, that he does everything. He never comes off the field, so he does every, you know, from the blocking game, pass game, pass protection. So just watching how he did all that different stuff, that's really where the advantage is, just
when you were at BC, was that was more of a run heavy offense, is that right?
A little bit more, yeah.
So were you more utilized was the blocking portion of your game more utilized than, say, the receiving skills at that point?
I mean, it's like around 60-40, so it wasn't it wasn't crazy. We definitely ran the ball more, which I think helped my game a lot, just being in there, you know, run blocking and stuff like that, because you need to do that in order to be successful at any level. But, I mean, we got on the pass game. We did a lot of stuff, and you know, so it's good. I got both of it a lot.
Now, you're from New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Did you grow up a Jets or a Giants fan, or who was your favorite team growing up in Jersey?
Yeah. I grew up a Giants fan, just, you know, being 20 minutes away from Giants Stadium as a kid.
Giants fan playing in New England, that had to go over well. Yeah, how did you handle, or I guess I was going to say, how did you handle the Patriots fans? All you had to do was point out the two Super Bowls.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly, yeah. I also was a Yankees fan, so I was able to use that on the Red Sox.
Did you love tight ends the whole time? Are you a Jeremy Shockey guy? You're too young for Mark Bavaro. I mean, the Giants have had some pretty iconic tight ends over their time.
Yeah, too young for Bavaro, but growing up, I was definitely a big Shockey fan.
Okay, the real reason why we wanted to get you on the show, Tommy played at Boston College. I wanted to give you a chance to trash Syracuse because my colleague is a Syracuse grad. So, and Sal Capaccio, who's our Bills beat reporter, who you know is a Syracuse grad. How did you do against Syracuse when you were at BC?
I think I was there for 5 years. I think the last 4 years it was 50-50. So last year Syracuse beat us, the year before we beat them, but you know, so it was a good battle, good Northeastern, you know, old fashioned football battle. They're tough, we're tough. It's always a good game.
All right, I figured you could have lied, Tommy, and said you guys beat him every year you played at BC. I wouldn't have checked it.
I would have checked the game logs.
Well, listen, congratulations again on having a great summer. You know, keep it up, and look forward to seeing you have a big year this year with the Bills.
All right, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Have a nice day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.